Down Syndrome Queensland are the peak body for intellectual disability in Queensland. We drive change, support inclusion, and are on a quest for equality so that people with intellectual disabilities can take their rightful place as valuable members of the community. Down Syndrome Queensland also provides practical and emotional support, comfort, and opportunities to people with intellectual disability, their families, and support networks, particularly in regional areas. DSQ supports an inclusive environment for people with an intellectual disability, which allows them to live their best lives. We believe it is important to respect the rights of parents to choose the development path that is best for their loved one. DSQ is here to support them along the way. To find out more about how you can help, to volunteer or to support the work of Down Syndrome Queensland, go to downsyndrome.org.au/QLD.
We acknowledge the First Nations people as the traditional custodians of the land we are on today. We acknowledge and pay respect to all elders past, present and emerging.
The Now and the Future podcast is an exciting way of sharing members' stories of opportunities, challenges, and provide support and expert advice for Down Syndrome community.
Down Syndrome Queensland's vision is to support, advocate for, empower people with Down Syndrome to take their rightful places as valuable and contributing members of their community, both now and into the future.
Hi everyone, it's Michael from Down Syndrome Queensland here. I'm the Community Engagement and Fundraising Manager for DSQ. And today in the Now and the Future podcast, we're at Crema Coffee Garage and we're having a DSQ coffee brew with our new CEO, Chris McMillan. And we're going to hear a bit about Chris, what she's done, and we're going to have a bit of fun at the end. Hi Chris, how are you going?
Thank you. Thanks, Michael.
Now, I guess the first thing our listeners want to know is tell us a bit about yourself, where you've been, and what you've done. Gives me the background on Chris McMillan.
All right. So Chris McMillan commenced career in the health area and worked in neonatal intensive care and paediatrics for a number of years. Yep. And I guess then straight into people environments, so learning and development. One point I got mixed up in the finance sector, which I got out of as quick as I could.
Yes,
and getting out of it, I landed back into the charitable sector with Variety, a kids charity. And so this connection to the sector is something that I really hold dear. Okay. For me, work-life balance is really, really important, and I try and instill that in everyone that I work with. Getting up in the morning, for me, it's starting the day with a run.
Yes.
And that doesn't matter throughout the year or wherever I travel. Runners are always the first thing that get packed. And I just believe that what you put into life, you get back out of life. So, you know, these roles in this sector are really, really important to me.
Okay. So when you were looking around for this position, there's a lot of organisations out here. What is it about Down Syndrome Queensland that drew you towards us?
Yeah, a couple of things. The nature of the work that actually is undertaken by DSQ, and the fact that in lots of ways it's kind of the best kept secret, where a lot of people that I spoke to when I was thinking about the role really didn't understand what they did. And the breadth of services was a surprise to a number of people. For me personally, it was about being in a sector where they're actually developing people and giving them the power to be the best they can, and working with people to empower them to really live life to the fullest.
As you know, with things, time flies when you're having fun.
Yes.
You've been with us nearly a month now.
Yep.
Tell us about your first month and what are your thoughts after 1 month?
Yeah, so first month was a bit of baptism of fire because April last year I did try to retire, but that didn't work out. So I did have a couple of board roles, which kept me busy. But there's nothing like being in an organisation day in, day out, where you see it grow, where you know you're working with grassroots people, where you know that you're actually making a difference. So my first month was quickly hopping into the seat and learning all things about DSQ, realising how many different committees and government committees that I'm on as well, so that's another whole part of the journey. But then really, I guess, scratching the surface and seeing where we can add more value, where we can grow the piece piece of pie that we currently have in terms of revenue, and looking for opportunities. And for me, that's the challenge, to really look at where we can actually have more opportunities and add more value to what we do.
So on that, where are the opportunities? How can you see Down Syndrome Queensland impacting the community?
Look, I think, you know, the impact that we have right now is amazing, but importantly, looking for other connections that we can have and really making sure that people in the community know and are aware of our services so that we do get the referrals through, so that we can be their front line to actually hold a person's hand and guide them through decision making and, and thinking about, you know, the future of what they're doing. And I think, you know, the future for DSQ is really bright. You know, we're fair and square in the intellectual disability sector and representing as the peak for that sector. So it gives us the ability to really influence across Down syndrome and other areas as well, which I think really is the growth area. And I think that realistically we can bring a lot more voices to the table and advocate a whole lot more, because that's one area where we really can make a difference.
So I guess leading on from that, and this kind of covers what you were saying, do you have a vision? What's your vision for Down Syndrome Queensland?
So my vision for Down Syndrome Queensland is that we're known, people know about us off the top of their head straight away. They know the range of things that we do. We're not known as widely as I think we can be. And my vision really is to look to diversify the services that we deliver, to make them available right throughout the state. Queensland's a big state, and I really always work on the basis that it has to be equality in terms of how we deliver services. So whether you're in Mount Isa or Emerald or the southeast corner where we are right now, it should be available to you, any of our services. And any time that we can look to use technology to deliver those services, I think is something that we really should be aiming to do as well.
What is it that really excites you? What is it that makes you get out of bed in the morning and think, I can make a difference?
Look, I think one of the things is, for me, living a little way away from the office, I have that time to think in the car as I drive to work. And I think about the key things that we have on our plate for the day. Importantly, where I can interact with our constituents and really actually get close to what we're doing. I always think that's really empowering, to have connection with the people that you're actually supporting, be that people that might be in a latch-on class or in, you know, having a music therapy session, or some of the mums and dads, and it just really earths you to what you should be focusing on. I always love to get involved with the staff, and so I like to actually connect and see what they're up to for the day and where I can add value. I think it's a big thing where you can look to add value and not necessarily be meddling in things. And I get excited when I know we've got areas where we can actually be promoting to the public, and having the opportunity to tell our story and to tell people from the rooftops exactly what we do.
What's your mantra for life?
What you put into it, you get out.
And
do unto others as you would have them do unto you, because I think what goes around comes around, and importantly, you know, we don't know how long we are on this earth. You need to put in what you can every single day to make a difference.
Okay, so we're going to finish here. We're going to learn a bit more about you, Chris. We're going to ask you, we're going to have 60 seconds with Chris, so get ready for some quick fire questions. First thing that comes into your mind.
Yep.
Are you ready for it?
Yep.
Ready for the challenge?
Yep.
Okay. Question one, what's your favourite colour?
Red.
AFL or NRL?
NRL.
Favourite team?
Dolphins. Put your fins up.
Are they going to make the top eight?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Okay. Yes. Right.
Who's your favourite player?
Oh, the Bromwich brothers.
Cats or dogs?
Dogs.
Do you have a dog?
Yes.
And what sort of dog do you have?
He's a poodle, very cheeky poodle. Okay.
What's his name?
Geordie.
Greatest achievement?
Putting in place some brand new facilities for Leukemia Foundation that had never been in place in Canberra before.
Favourite smell?
Roses.
Favourite holiday destination?
Oh, Singapore.
It was your first job?
Nurse, actually, not quite nursing, ballerina.
Okay, ballerina.
Yeah, tried to juggle both, but it was too hard.
Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
And what do you order?
A flat white, but it's got to be a strong flat white.
Okay.
And it's got to be a DSQ brew. Okay.
Your favourite drink?
Scotch.
Scotch. What's it? Single malt?
Yes, neat.
We've kind of covered this again, but I'll ask you again. Piece of advice that you like to give to people?
I think for people, my advice is just really try and go that extra mile, because when you do, you get so much back when you can actually make an impact on someone's life, and it gives you such satisfaction. And I think that's embedded in what we do, and I think it should be the mantra that most people live by.
So thanks for your time today. It's been lots of fun getting to know you, and we look forward to seeing where we're going. I think there's some exciting times ahead for us.
There's some big things we can do.
And it's really awesome to have you involved in the team, and we'll hear more from you in the future, no doubt.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Thanks Chris. Michael. Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you.
At the Now and the Future podcast, we would love to hear your thoughts and questions as a way of continuing to provide essential information to the community. If you have a question, would like any more information on any of our episodes, or have suggestions for future episodes, simply send us an email at engagement@downsyndromeqld.org.au. That's engagement@downsyndromeqld.org.au, and we will do our best to provide you with the information required in one of our upcoming episodes. The Now and the Future podcast aims to support, advocate for, and empower people with Down syndrome, both now and into the future.
You have been listening to the Now and the Future podcast. For more information about this episode and many other topics related to Down syndrome,
please visit the Down Syndrome Queensland website at downsyndrome.org.au/QLD.
Down Syndrome Queensland, supporting people with Down syndrome now and into the future.